Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of The Conversation. It is a 5:30 show. I'm going to be changing it up. Just a second, folks. I'm going to be changing it up a little bit. Because my wife is going to be borrowing part of the studio so on Wednesday. So thank you so much for tuning in. Got a lot of stuff to get into. Yeah, we had intercessor prayer last night at church, and my wife's like, did you hear about this marriage act? And I'm like, what marriage? What are you talking about? And when, because it was like the same-sex marriage act for the longest time. And what they do is they want you to get the same-sex marriage act in your head so that they refer to it as the same-sex marriage act. So that at the last minute, when they replace it with the Marriage Equality Act, I want to get into what could really happen. What could really go on with that bill? What you can really actually do? And when I heard what you could actually do, you know, and some sources I have, like, no way. And then when you go on like the Patriot Academy, and you listen to stuff, and you go in other places, and they're basically saying the same thing. I'm going to get into that. And they're also trying to, there's a anti-conservative media journalism compilation and preservation act that they're trying to cram down that would basically take and have, allow like colluding, like a cartel colluding with big tech companies. I mean, I don't know if you've heard, since Elon Musk has taken over Twitter, he's found tons and tons of evidence of, like, he has stuff that Apple is supposedly going to take him off of their app store, Twitter, if he posts stuff that proves that they were covering up the Hunter Biden laptop story. And he's got evidence that they were colluding in the elections. Whatever. It don't matter, you know. That didn't, so what, you know. Los Angeles Unified School District wants kids to celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility, not Thanksgiving. You know, in 25 years, we've had a 1,000,000,000% increase in all these people that think they're beach balls and elephants and giraffes and... Bring me anyone into my studio, and I'll have my doctor blood test him, and I guarantee you, he'll either be a male or female. My wife could all of a sudden say, hey, I think I'm a man, okay? I could think I'm a woman all day long. But at some point, I don't care how much I think I'm a woman, I'm still going to have a prostate exam. Yeah, I'm not just going to magically say, hey, I think I'm a woman today, so I don't have to deal with the possibility of prostate cancer. Outrage is mounting in Hollywood as all the celebrities remain silent on the luxury fashion brand Balenciaga's recent scandal involving a BDSM-themed children's ad. BDSM is like bondage and all that stuff that adults do. And it had kids wearing BDSM stuff. And it's a luxury brand, and not one celebrity is calling them out. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is And that's the problem we deal with right now, because Apple is supposedly, because there is massive, because in China, they're trying to lock the people down. And when I mean lock down, we're talking like you can't leave your house, you can't go anywhere, da-da-da, for weeks on end, because to prevent the coronavirus. And they're finally having enough, and they're fighting back, and Apple is supposedly trying to cut the communication so that those people cannot try to band together against that government. Well, do you want to support Apple because of that? I don't know, but I'm not going to support Windows and Bill Gates either. I mean, there's no freedom, conservative, constitutional-loving company that makes tech products. Maybe there needs to be. I wanted to get in that into so much more. Hard to believe. I want to get into this, folks. First, let me find it.
My name is Andrew Yeo, and I'm a pastor from Singapore. Psalms 130 verse 5 says this: I will wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. How long have you been waiting on God? Days, months, years? Are you about to give up hope, wondering if God will ever answer your prayer? Be encouraged, my friend. Put your hope in Christ Jesus. No one likes to wait. We want everything instantly. Instant food, instant entertainment, and instant Wi-Fi connection. But yet, life is full of waiting. We have the mindset of, I want it now. Psalm 130 has a simple yet profound message for us today. Those who wait on the Lord, wait in hope. We don't wait in desperation or despair. We wait on the Lord and put our trust in Him and in His promises. 8 years ago, I woke up and found that I had completely lost my vision. I was rushed to the hospital and was told that I needed to go for an emergency eye operation or risk going blind. After the surgery, I still couldn't see. Day after day, the feeling of waking up and not being able to see was completely, really discouraging. I fell into depression and I started to doubt. Did God really hear my prayer? Questions of what if came to my mind. What if I can't see again? What if my eyes are not healed? And each time I felt discouraged, I would listen to His word through the audio Bible on my YouVersion app. Something was happening even when it seemed like nothing was happening. God used the waiting to change me. He taught me to wait and to put my trust in Him for my healing. My only cry to God then was, all I want to do, Lord, is to read the Bible with my own eyes. The miracle came, and the next day when I woke up, my vision was completely restored, healed within a month. There are many people in the Bible that waited for the fulfillment of God's promises. Abraham and Sarah waited for 25 years. Joseph, 13 years. Moses waited, and even Jesus himself waited. It takes time for the roots of a tree to grow. To grow deep enough to support and nourish the tree, producing promised fruit. So put your hope in His word. Allow your roots to go deep as you wait on Him, because your breakthrough is coming.
I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on Him. And I have put my hope in His word. That is Psalms 130, verse 5. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And I mean, we're a church and we're an intercessor prayer. Get, you know, I bring some food for me and my wife, and we're sitting chatting. She goes, did you hear about this marriage law? I'm like, what? And I couldn't think about it right offhand. And she's like, the Same-Sex Marriage Act. Oh, that one. Because they've since changed it. See, the Same-Sex Marriage Act is, it's basically going to allow, if I wanted to marry a guy, I could. If my niece Robin wanted to marry a girl, she could. My wife, let's say if she was gay, she could marry someone. And it's going to be like, it's supposed to be like a federal law that, so like if you don't allow gay marriage in your state, that would trump any state law and do all, it's scary. But they changed the name of the law to the Equal Marriage Act, the Equal Marriage Act. Basically, what people don't realize is they changed to like Obamacare. It's unconstitutional as a law, but as a tax, fair game. The, what did they, oh yeah, the transgender bathroom rule that Obama passed. If I think I'm a woman and I'm transgender, then I can use the women's restroom. Or my niece thinks she's a guy, she can use the men's bathroom. And I want to say it was South Carolina. There was a Democratic congresswoman who went into the bathroom. It was like, they have, you know how they have like beaches in like California and some places, and like they have like an outdoor bathroom, you know, like a men's and women's outdoor one. She went into one of those, and when if you live in Indiana where I do, there are construction workers everywhere. Slow, you have to wait or stop. You wait like 30 minutes with the stop, and then he flips it, and then it's slow, and then you go, and then those people, you know, they're always working on the roads. That type of person with like a hard hat and like Wrangler jeans, Carhartt, and like a safety vest, you know, those yellow vests with that silver reflective tape. He walked into the women's restroom, and she's like, "Wait a minute, he's not transgender," and she was like, what the heck? I supported this. And when she looked it up, nothing in the legislation of that transgender bathroom bill that Obama passed, nothing, there's no prerequisite to go into the bathroom. So any guy can use any bathroom. Any woman can use any bathroom. I go into the women's restroom, I don't even technically have to say, I think I'm a woman or whatever. Because if they tried to come after me, look it up. Go into that transgender bathroom bill. Show me where there is any prerequisite for a guy using the women's restroom. Do I have to think I'm a woman and I'm going through the sex change, or I'm having the hormone therapy, or I'm going to get breasts, or no, nothing. I can use a women's restroom and a woman can use a man's restroom. Point blank to all, yeah. But they try to get you in the beginning, oh, this is so for the people, for the guy that really thinks he is, you know, like the Bruce Jenner. He can use the women's restroom, the restroom that he feels when, and that's what they tried to tug at your heartstrings, like, how dare you hate the trans people when technically anyone can use any bathroom. And there's nothing they can do. If I want to use the women's restroom, they can't. Because I'm not violating any rules. And that's how this Same-Sex Marriage Act is. They changed it to the Marriage Equality Act. Because technically, if you look into it, nothing in there, I could technically, from what it sounds, from what we've read and what I've heard, I could have multiple marriages and it's legal. I could marry my niece, my mom, and it would be legal. I watched a special, it's weird. On what was that thing called? It was like on Life, it was like on A&E or something, and it had these couples, and there was a guy that was in love with his doll. He had like these $3,000 like realistic dolls, and like these couples that they showed these several couples that they have a doll, and well, before we bring the doll into the house, you know, my wife has to prove it, and so do I, and yada yada and all this stuff, and it's like. And technically, through this Equality Marriage Act, I could technically, you guessed it, I could get married to a doll. I could get married to my coffee cup if I think I love coffee, but I'm not going to marry it. Yeah, creepy. Technically, if I marry some of their coffee cup their doll or a gay or lesbian couple, I could lose my business. I could lose my tax exempt status as a church. And it leads me to the point of this. To get married in a Catholic church, you have to be Catholic. So would Catholics have to allow gays and lesbians? Would the Church of Scientology now all of a sudden have to allow gay people in Scientology so that when they get married, so that they can marry them? Could I go to someone in the Muslim faith that marries people that are Muslim and demand that they marry me and my husband? It's just a hypothetical because I'm not gay. I'm married. But would they have to marry a gay couple or lose any tax exempt status they have or any, you know? Or would it be like, oh, if it's a Christian conservative organization, they're going to come after you, take your business, your money, your tax exempt status, take everything from you, seize your bank accounts. But if it was a Muslim, oh, no. No, we're not going to do anything. But it's creepy. And I no, that can't be. But when you get sources that kind of confirm what I just said about, you know, like you could marry a cup or a toaster, and you go on some programs and you're listening to some people and you're commenting back and forth, and the host is like, yeah, that's exactly what that can happen. You can actually marry your coffee cup if you wanted to. It's legal. And this, and the way they're doing it, see what they're trying to do, like they're trying to circumvent the Constitution. How can we pass laws? How can we pass a law in the Congress that even if you have a state, like if you ban gay marriage in Indiana or Ohio or Florida, it don't matter because this law would trump your state law. And it's gonna go to the Supreme Court, and you're gonna end up with, there's going to be a civil war in this country, and I mean like civil war like in Mississippi in the South. In the South, we have two. See, that's the problem with you folks. Down here in Mississippi, we have two types of culture, the white color and the cold cut. The way it always has been, the way it always will be. Well, most of America don't see it like that. Most of America don't mean jack. Beep. You ever seen Mississippi burning? Hey, we have a color culture and a white culture. That's the way it's always been. And it always will be. End of list. We don't care. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to have places that say, screw this. We're not following that law. Mm-mm. We have a law that bans gay marriage. This law, and it's going to be, because then you get into, if I'm forced to bake a cake for a married couple, then where do my religious rights go? That's what scares me. All these people that, you need to get out of here. You're racist. You're a Trump supporter. You're racist. And all these people that try to shut us up and tear us down, they don't realize what they're doing. Because you may not like my opinion, but I have the right to my opinion. My freedom of speech doesn't trump yours. You don't magically have freedoms I don't have. What they don't realize is, okay, you're trying to censor me and shut me down. But just wait till you get shut up and you get censored. Just wait till the government starts doing things that you just, wait a minute here. I supported Biden, but I didn't want this. I wanted this. I didn't. I went, wait a minute. And all these things. Well, I supported this, but I didn't know. Oh, I didn't. Ooh, I didn't read the fine print. It's like there's all like there's a guy I follow, Pleasant Green, on YouTube, and he goes after scammer. One thing he does big time besides go after scammers and try to help and try to get them to change their ways and. Is he'll have like 50, like get this free refrigerator, this little Pepsi refrigerator, and he'll go through everything to try to get it, so you don't have to see what happens. And when he tries to get that free Pepsi refrigerator, oh, you have to sign up to this. And then there's a thing I'd love to get, but I don't have the money for it, and I'll use it enough online. But like when it encrypts your card, and you can say, okay, I'm going to RobinZex.com, and they sell batteries. And I can say, okay, only charge my card $10, no more. And anything over $10, it won't allow it to charge. And he'll put a, like it says, just 99 cents to get this. And he'll put in the 99 cents, and he'll put that as the max. And instantly after he submits it, they'll try to charge him for all these things, like all these other charges. And it's like, and that free refrigerator, I forget how much it'd be cheaper just to go to Walmart or Kohl's or Meijer or Safeway, any place that sells them, and just buy one. Because it would be way over, like, sometimes it's almost like $80, and you can buy one at Walmart for $59, and it'd be like $70 to get the free one, and it's a pain in the butt. But that's the problem. I didn't know Biden said that. I wouldn't have voted for him if I knew that. Oh, so you voted for someone, but you didn't know what they stood for. It's like all these people. I could never support anyone that says something like that. That's probably Sarah Palin that said that. I couldn't support anyone like that. That was Hillary Clinton, and here's the video, and she has that I'm with Hillary shirt on. I guarantee you if that was Sarah Palin or Trump that said that, and they had video of it, they'd be like, oh, I can never support that person, but when it's proven it's like Hillary Clinton that they're supporting, they don't flat out say, well, forget that. I guess I can't support her now. They don't say, excuse me, I only got a bra on, but I'm taking my shirt off because I'm burning this because I don't support that. No, they don't know what to think because the person that they're supporting, they've just seen say something that they said they can never support anyone that would say something like that. I can never back a candidate that would say anything like that except for Hillary Clinton. And I don't know what to say because, you know, I just said I wouldn't support anyone that said that, but since it's my candidate, oops. But there you go. There you go. Read the fine print. Don't take my word for it. Look up, could I marry a coffee cup? Not saying it's going to happen, like someone's going to get married to their coffee cup, but could it happen? Look up that transgender bathroom bill. See what the requirements are for a male who has male parts, who have had their DNA tested, would come up as a male. What does he have to do to be able to walk into the women's restroom before he can do that? What does he have to do? What are the requirements to prove he's transgender? There's nothing. I can go into the women's restroom all day long. Now, one time when our restroom was broken, the men's one, I had several women say, if you want to, I'll make sure there's no one in there, and I'll guard the door, and I'll just let you use it. And then when you're, and I'll just let anyone want to come in saying, hey, the men's bathroom is broken, and he's just trying to use it real quick, so he doesn't have to go to a whole other building. You know, but I didn't need to. You know, that's what's going on in this world. People don't read the fine print. Now, isn't marriage equality? It's just making sure that gays and lesbians can get married. Read the bill. Read the fine print. Read the fine print. There's a reason why you have a massive, massive jump in kids today that think they don't know what they are. How dare you force me to put a gender on my child's birth certificate? Folks, I guarantee you, if you bring a human to me, I don't care what they tell you or what they tell me, I can draw their blood and have their DNA checked, and they will either come up male or female. For 100 billion years, you can claim you're a woman. But if you have male parts and you produce male hormones, when you turn 40, you're going to have a prostate exam. You're going to have to drop your drawers and have the doctor stick his finger up your butt to check your prostate to make sure it's not enlarged and you possibly have prostate cancer. We lost Dan Fogelberg because of it. Because of, in memory of him, I had a colonoscopy done. But you have an LA school diversity celebrating transgenderism and criticizing Thanksgiving, criticizing the pilgrims and the Indians coming together and having one giant last feast with all the food that they were able to get from Bountiful Harvest before they have to can it and preserve it all. See, today, you kids have it so easy. You just go to the supermarket and get pork. Back in the day, you would go to a meat market and get pork, and you would have to cut it, and then you would take a big wooden bucket, like a barrel, and you'd put salt in the bottom of it, and you'd put the meat pork down or the beef down. Then you'd put more salt. Then you put more pork and more salt and more pork, and you'd make salt pork, and it'd basically extract all the moisture out of the thing and make it dry and harder than pemmican to preserve it because you didn't have refrigeration. And then when you needed it, you would soak it in water to rehydrate it, and you would dump out the water multiple times to try to get the salt off there, and then you would cook it. A lot of recipes for stews and stuff have you cook the meat for a very, 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 very long time because you would have been using a jerky. You would have been having meat that was smoked over an open fire for a very, very long time to dry it out to where it was very hard. That way, it preserved it longer because there was no moisture and it wouldn't spoil. That's why there's a thing called biscotti. They're like really, really hard biscuits, like a savory biscuit, like a cookie. And it was made for ships, and they were very, very, very overcooked so that there's no moisture so that they could last for a very, very long time without spoilage. Because it's not like when you're on a ship and you're going across England to America and it's taking 3 months or whatever. You can just go and get stuff from somewhere else. Like, you can just all of a sudden have supplies but you have schools that are teaching celebrating a transgender day of diversity, not Thanksgiving. How dare those racist pilgrims, how dare they? Like I would tell any black person, do me a favor, pack up your bags and go to any place on planet Earth that has never had slavery. Ain't gonna find it. I want replications because I'm black and my ancestors were slaves. Okay, well, do I get replications because I have Jewish in my blood and my ancestors were killed in the Holocaust and have been persecuted for 2,000 years? Do the Irish, do they get replications? Because when they came here, they were white trash, a hoodlum and a bum. No Celtic need apply because they're called dirty drunks. And they'd have signs, don't hire white Irish drunk trash. Do Europeans, do they get replications from being sold to Africa as slaves? White Europeans were sold to Africa as slaves before black people were slaves. So, do I keep going? Do, if you have Egyptian in your blood, do you get replications because the pyramids and stuff in Egypt were, I don't know, made by slavery? Do I keep going? See, the problem we have is we have people that no one cares about. You have that's the problem. You have a transgender day of diversity. That's why these kids don't know anything. Transgender day of diversity and visibility and all that bull crap. That's why kids don't know anything. That's why you have retards like Alyssa Milano out there saying, I returned my Tesla. So annoyed that Musk bought Twitter to destroy it instead of ending world hunger. Okay, the trillionaire. Okay, well then, do me a favor. And then the guy that just got $44 billion from Elon Musk, why don't you have him end world hunger? He just got $44 trillion from Elon Musk. Why doesn't he spend his money to end world hunger? What are you doing? I don't see you, Alyssa Milano, over in Africa sitting there in the back of a truck tossing out rice to Ethiopians. You want to talk the talk, walk the walk. What have you done to end hunger? What mission trips have you been on there, Miss Alyssa Milano? What mission trips have you been on? Heck, you probably don't even volunteer at the soup kitchen in your own town. You probably don't help homeless people out in your own community. I thought Elon Musk would have ended world hunger instead. Well, the guy that just cashed in, who owns Twitter, just made $44 billion. Nah, not $44 billion, trillion dollars. That's with a T. Why don't you ask him to end world hunger? Yeah, I'm starving over here there, Alyssa Milano. Can you give me some of your millions so you can end my hunger? Well, I probably just need $50. I mean, you go to the grocery store and there's not much in the store anyways, and everything that's left no one wants, and it's overpriced anyways, so that's Build Back Better for you. Build Back Better, making Dollar Tree $1.25. That's right, 25% inflation. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. But then, I like when that guy goes around and asks those kids, yeah, who fought in the Mexican-American War? The Mexican-American War, who fought in it? The Mexican-American War. I don't know. China? I mean, I have thoughts to go to people like, how old were you, Samantha, when you were 12 years old? How old were you? I don't know. What day was it 7 days ago? Wednesday? Nope. It's Friday. They don't understand that there's 7 days in a week, and they'll say, like, 14 days ago, what day was it? And it'd be the exact same day. It'd be a Monday or Tuesday, whatever day they filmed it, it'd be that day, and I don't know. It's scary. You know, you have people that think, like we care about what someone like Alyssa Milano says. Sorry, folks. I want someone to ask her if she, like, where's the guy that just got $44 trillion from Twitter, from the sale of Twitter? Where is he? Why don't the people that got the money, the $44 trillion, why don't they end hunger? Instead of buying Twitter and destroying it, why didn't he end hunger? Why didn't the people in Twitter end hunger? They're billionaires. Why didn't they end hunger? It's like, wet before you poop. It don't make sense. But don't worry, folks. Supporters of the Journalism Compilation and Preservation Act, JCPA, a bill that would allow corporate media companies to band together in a cartel to collude with big tech companies like Facebook and Google, are mounting a last-ditch effort to pass the bill before Republicans take control of the House. Well, they already do that anyways. This would just prove it happens. It's sort of like Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, there's no such thing as Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, there's a laptop and this and that. And now the laptop is, well, there's stuff on it. But, you know, Biden, I know nothing about Hunter Biden's business deals. Now they know about the business deals, but it hasn't influenced his Build Back Better plan. Yeah, whatever, okay? Whatever. Now I'm gonna open up the First Church of Hillary Clinton. That's right, folks. You try to force me to marry a gay couple or a lesbian couple, or you try to take away my tax-exempt status or come after my business, I'll treat you like you had dirt on me. Some of you will understand the joke on that one. But they already, I know they're trying to pass this vote, but they already do it. There's already collusion between, there's already evidence, massive amounts of evidence that Facebook was colluding with some of these big tech giants and some of these political parties, this one political party in particular, to silence stuff. But that's the problem. I mean, so, you know, it's all fake. It's all a conspiracy until you can prove it's real. And then the same person like, so what? Trump's got billions of dollars. I want to see his tax return. What's he hiding? Okay, if you want to see Donald Trump's tax returns, why don't you want to see Nancy Pelosi's tax? Why don't you find out what? Why don't you want to know 100% how Nancy Pelosi became has $100 million net worth? Don't you want to know how all these broke ass poor people got into D.C. and now they're billionaires and millionaires? Don't you want to know how that happened? Oh no, you just want to know about a law-abiding citizen that uses the same loopholes that every politician does to get away with paying as little taxes as possible. Everything Donald Trump does, they can't criticize him because if they didn't want him to do it, they would shut down the loopholes to keep him from doing that, but they can't do that because should they use the same loopholes. They'd have to find a way to make it to where it's illegal for Donald Trump to do it and for me to do it and you to do it, but for them to do it. They'd have to find a way to make it, I don't want to give them any ideas, but hey, we're going to pass this bill that makes it illegal for you to do X, Y, and Z. But at the same time, us from Congress are exempt from that. I mean, that's what 3/4 of the bills do. Congress exempts themselves from it, but you know. But this JCPA bill, a couple of people I've talked to said, yeah, it's already happening. They don't need a bill to do what they're already doing. This is just going to make it way easier. And they're going to be able to, it's going to be able to be legal, I guess, because it's not really, I mean, you can't sit there and Facebook can't collude with the government and vice versa. But they did, you know. But like, and that's one of the big questions I've had, been going through a lot lately, is what do you do in the situation of this? If Apple is doing what they truly supposedly are doing, where they're trying to disrupt the communication of the Chinese people who are standing up against a tyrannical government and a regime that's trying to lock them down and control them and own them. Wait a minute. I'm confused. Because of that and the fact that they want to take Elon Musk off of the Apple iStore, the Apple App Store. If they want to take Elon Musk and Twitter off of the Apple iStore thing because he's going to release data that proves that they were covering up the Hunter Biden laptop story, what are they hiding? Well, like Hillary Clinton said in that one speech, well, if I go down, I'm taking half of D.C. with him. It kind of goes back to what someone told me one time. He goes, "You couldn't watch one movie from 1980 if you're against child pornography, pedophilia, and anyone that does anything sexually explicit or exploits kids and does anything sexually graphic with children, you couldn't watch one movie from the 1980s. There's at least one person, if not more, involved in the making of probably every 1980s movie that is involved in some form of sex trafficking, pedophilia with little kids and girls and boys, molesting them, whatever, trafficking them. You know, hey, you get $1,000 and you can have this girl for an hour. She's locked in the room. She can't go anywhere. You go in there, we'll lock you in there, and then... It's sickening, but... Like, what are they hiding? But the problem is, okay, with Apple, okay? I love Mac products. I want to support Bill Gates and Windows. Not really. And it's like, and that's one of the big things that they say is like, okay, you want to, like, if you want to try to use one of the patriotic cell phone carriers, anybody that does a cell phone carrier now that comes out with something now like a mobile carrier that supports conservative values, whatever, they have to. No company is coming out right now. I don't know of any company that's coming out right now that's building their own cell towers. Piggybacking off, and if you look, okay, this cheap talk mobile, where you know, it uses Verizon Wireless cell towers, or it uses T-Mobile cell towers, or it uses AT&T cell towers. I mean, because that's one thing, because I've always wanted to try that Patriot Mobile, but I've not heard many good things about the quality and the service of it and stuff. And some people believe it's just like, okay, they have 1,000 people wanting to join every day, and they don't have the ability. They're growing. More people want to join than they can accommodate. For every 20 people that they can legitimately handle that wants to get to join Patriot Mobile, let's say that the 20 people that want to join every day and that they can comfortably handle, there's probably 200 people that want to join. I mean, just it's like, there's way more demand. And it's like, because I know some people, so I've heard this person talk about, I switched to Patriot Mobile and I switched and I did this and it was the greatest decision ever. And I've had other people say, oh man, it took forever. It was, I mean, I don't like what they stand for, but to have communication, I'd rather have AT&T just for the communication of it. And it's like, it's there's no real tech company building computers that are conservative. I wish it was like a product like Mac that was a constitutional conservative type person. I could buy my laptops from, I could buy my cell phones from, that supports the Constitution and the freedom of speech. And I'm so tired of getting on the news, well, these Trump supporters, they're a threat to the democracy of America. That should outrage you as an American, period, because you should be saying, wait a minute, we're a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. Democracy basically means the ends justify the means, that everyone is equal. Don't worry, folks. We're gonna see, in this democracy, we're gonna be fair. Everyone's gonna get a vote. It's fair. It's a fair election because everyone gets a vote. Though there are two wolves and one sheep, and they're voting what's for dinner, I don't think the sheep has a chance in H-E-L-L, in hell, of winning. What do you mean? We made it fair. They each got a vote. Yeah. Person getting a vote has to do with the fact that the two wolves are going to vote to eat the sheep. The sheep's not going to have a chance. And that wolf is probably, that's just probably his brother over there. You think he's going to eat his brother? Nope. Kind of like the two hunters in the woods. Oh, look, there's a bear. What should we do? I say we run. You can't outrun the bear. Nope, I don't have to outrun him, just you. But that's the thing. People don't understand that concept. We're a democracy. Our election process is a democracy, which is kind of a joke because, like I said, two wolves, one sheep. You know, California. Look at, the greatest example is Illinois. 95% of Illinois is conservative, except for that one part in Chicago where it's like communist democratic. and 99% of the people live in that communist democratic area. So since 99% of the people live there, the other 95% of the state is screwed because they got to live under democratic rule because of this one little tiny area that has all these people that think everything should be given to you, everything should be free, everything should be equal, everyone's racist. I should get billions of dollars because I'm black. Okay, well, how do you know your ancestors were slaves? How can you prove, man, your ancestors can't be slaves. You're white. No, I have Jewish in me. Thank you very much. And what do you mean my ancestors can't be slaves because I'm white? White Europeans were sold to Africa as slaves way before Africans came here. And it was black people in Africa that sold them out to come here. See, it's amazing how many people that I have tons of African friends. I mean, when I mean African friends, they were born in Africa. They're from Africa. And they dress differently. They talk differently. They're not in Section 8 housing. They're not blaming all their problems on the color of their skin. They're not getting pulled over by a cop saying, I see what it is because I'm black. You pull me over. I see what it is. Man, see what it is? See, you did an illegal U-turn. You can't U-turn. You did an illegal U-turn, you know, so you can't do that. And you put, I'm calling, this is, I want your badge number because I'm turning you in because ma'am, it's illegal to have any, man, no, you just harassing me. Indiana Title Code 26413 of Indiana Driver's Manual says it is unlawful and illegal to drive with a broken taillight. It's a $75 fine. No, you just harassed me. You just harassed me because I'm black. You did an illegal U-turn just to harass me. You have a black person. What did I do, officer? You know you're not supposed to have, you can't drive with a broken taillight. Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. Okay, so what do I have to do to correct it? Well, there's a $75 fine, and you need to get that fixed, and here's a list of reputable shops where you can go and get it taken care of, and this one is very reputable. I just know these places are reputable because these are ones that have been vetted by the Better Business Bureau. This is who we recommend, so you can be in compliance. Oh, thank you so much, sir. I'll get that done. That would be the African black person. The first one would be pissing, moaning, carrying on, and it'd be like a Karen. You know. Like Charlie Kirk, when he asked, like, well, can I think I'm black, you know, because these people, like, there's 100 genders and all this stuff. Well, can I think I'm black? I identify as a black person, so I want my reparations. Well, if you identify as a woman, even though you're a biological man, and are going to have a prostate exam when you're 40, think you should have every right that a woman has to be able to go into a woman's bathroom and do this. Oh, yeah, I need to have maternity leave. Yeah, I want my 2 months of family medical from the Family Medical Leave Act because I believe I'm a woman. Don't impress me saying I can't get pregnant. No, I'm a woman. I want my family medical leave. I got to take care of my emotional support pet. Yes, I just got an emotional support pet, and I need to have my family medical leave off for 2 months so I can take care of it and nurture it. And I'm surprised I have not heard about that. A biological male saying he's a woman wanting to use his Family Medical Leave Act to take care of his emotional support animal. It's going to be on the... If that came up on Breitbart or Politico or MSNBC, I'd be like, wow. I would not be shocked. I'm shocked it hasn't happened. Like, if this actually goes, if Biden, who claims to be a Christian, is going to sign a bill that's going to allow gay couples to get married, and I can marry a beach ball or a coffee cup. Yes, since I'm going to marry a helium tank because the gas inside is rare like I am. See, I'm rare. I'm special. And since helium is rare on planet, well, at least on planet Earth, it's like the second most abundant element in the universe, but on Earth, it's very rare. And I want to spend the rest of my life with something that is rare and unique. So, and because of this Equality Marriage Act, you're going to have to marry. And what I'm going to do is I want to have the top be a Ronald McDonald helium head. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, you have to marry me. Oh, and if you don't marry me, yeah, you're going to lose your tax-exempt status. Oh, you have a business? Oh, yeah, I'll make sure they take that away, too. Yeah, you don't have a say in this because I will use the full gallant of the legal system because you're going to violate federal law by not marrying me to my Ronald McDonald helium head topped helium tank. Oh, yeah, because since that's a rare gas and I'm rare and special, too, you know, I thought we'd be the perfect match. And you have to do it because I'm going to sue and I'm going to shut down your business and your church is going to close and I'm going to take all your money and everything. I have marriage equality. That's going to happen. Mark my words, you're going to have some, if it passes, it's going to go to the Supreme Court and everything because what they're trying to do with this bullcrap of a law is they're trying to come up with laws that they can bypass the Constitution. Same thing with the World Health Organization. They were trying to bypass the Constitution through the World Health Organization and get you to do things. They were trying to, I think I said this on Monday. Hitler tried to get the Third Reich with, you guessed it, war. The New World Order is trying to get the Third Reich and a one world government through pandemics. They were trying to get a global passport. When I mean global passport, I'm talking like every person on planet Earth would have this passport. And if you're not vaccinated, you can't go nowhere. Depending on if you're a good citizen or not, hey, he's questioning the vaccine. We're going to make his passport red so he can go anywhere or anything. If he leaves his house, oh, yeah, if you get benefits, cut. We're going to cut your benefits. Yes, we're gonna make sure you can't use your health insurance. Well, you couldn't use it anyways because you got no money coming in because you can't work. Because we're controlling you through this government passport that's regulated. Like, who would regulate this one world government's passport? I want to get into this before I forget about it. It's creepy. It's a 9-year-old music video. It's supposedly put out in 2013, there's a music video. Look up Dr. Creep Pandemic featuring Lone Ninja, Ninja, DrCreep, Dr. Creep. And in the music video, they're like in hazmat suits. And if you ever see those old like World War II, like the gas mask kind of things with the hose, that and those are like a thing, like a big like respirator thing. You can't see him or anything, and this music video was posted in, they claim they say it was written in 2013, but the music video that they have was posted 9 years ago. The one I found was 9 years old on YouTube, and it talks about the coronavirus and the 2020 pandemic, and people are wondering, was he an insider? Did he know something? Is he like a time? How would he in 2013 or even 9 years ago know about the pandemic? Know about coronavirus? Because I think that was even before the original corona. You know, because this is the COVID-19 is the coronavirus multiplied. It's like the swine flu multiplied. And it's creepy. to think that someone in 9 years ago on the music video, but in 2013, talked about, you guessed it, the pandemic and the coronavirus. Wake up, folks. Got about just under 3 minutes left, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Wake up. You know, they had Dr. Fauci on. This one thing I want to get into, too, really quickly. Dr. Fauci was, it was on the Epoch Times. Roman from the Epoch Times was interviewing a lady who was in a hearing where it was a closed-door hearing where Dr. Fauci was under oath. And in the hearing, they were asking him questions. And one of the questions, they go, how did you go from, like, the pandemic, with the pandemic, like, because in the beginning, masks are ineffective, they don't work, the virus is too small, they will not stop or prevent or treat or anything, to all of a sudden telling people massively that masks work. What was the data? Where were the facts that led you to the conclusion that we should be wearing masks and doing all this stuff? Where are the facts behind all this? He couldn't say anything because he was under oath with the penalty of perjury. There's no data. There's no scientific study. There's nothing to prove that masks would do anything to prevent, stop the spread, or do anything. Now I'm wondering if right before that, there were people that invested into mask-making companies. And actually, if you look on most masks, every mask that you buy, they have to put it on the back that it's not designed for a pandemic. It will not stop the spread or transmission of any disease. They have to legally put that there because that's the fact. But people still, I got to have a mask. Get away from me. You better be 10 feet away. Where's your mask? You're going to kill me. Just look at all these retards. You just shut up and get the vaccine or else we're all going to die. August. First time in recorded history where more people who died from the coronavirus were vaccinated than unvaccinated. We have, see, I'm a part of the 60%. The mortality rate from 18 to 63-year-olds is 40% increase. And like always, I was talking about that last night, and I'm not being a negative Nancy. I put my faith in God, not in the vaccine, not in man. That's why I will survive until God takes me home. And there's so many people. Every time I go on Facebook, there's five or six people you find out that died. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we wish you pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our until next Monday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.